Okay, I know it's been a whole hot minute since the last time I made a podcast. These things are at random, and I think sometimes I do them just because I feel like talking, and I feel like my boyfriend's tired of hearing me talk, or I'm tired of hearing me talk, and I have no friends, so other than my boyfriend, and he hears everything over and over and over again. So there's only so many times you could tell him before he wants to rip his hair out and yours. And, you know, for the record, let me clarify, because I think it's true in most people's heads, or I don't know, but maybe I'm different, but I'm pretty sure it's the same in everybody's head sometimes, is when you hear somebody say, oh, yeah, no, I don't have any friends, you know that they don't mean they don't have any friends, they just don't have a lot of friends, or they're aggravated with the couple that they do have, or don't appreciate them, so like, oh, no, I don't have any friends. I don't like people. Like, in my case, other than my boyfriend, I have legitimately no friends. Not kidding. You can't really consider your parents your friends. I mean, you can. You could do anything that you want to do technically, but that would go back to podcasts before, and I'm not going to get on this huge rant about how we have free will and everything, because you guys should already know that, unless you're robots, which, don't put it past you. Just kidding, I've never met you, so I can't really tell if you're made of steel or anything, and go beep, boop, 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 but this is 2020, and you probably, if you are a robot, you say more than beep, 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 boop, boop, okay, so, I mean, the robot on the Jetsons, right, the Jetsons, yeah, with the robot space family, yeah. No, the Jetsons.
I was thinking of
like with the robot that cleans the dishes. Yeah, that was like in the 60s or something. You know, there's another funny thing. How is it that in the 50s they had all this imagination for how we were going to have flying cars and the cities were going to be just like buildings and buildings and we were just going to live this crazy futuristic life. But you know, I think Back to the Future had more imagination than we do, because in 2020 we have things like people who are now alive and were born, and because of these people and their usage of bad grammar, the dictionary, Merriam-Webster's dictionary or whatever the other one is, I can't really think of it, I think that's it. No, but there's a lot of dictionaries. Okay. So, we need some words from the dictionary to write a new beat. Oh, yeah, let's call it That's Lit. Like what? Lit? So we're just going to rewrite what the word lit in the dictionary means, which would usually be light. Lighting, you know, but, or I lit this person on fire, but that's, I mean, I want to lit the dictionary up for putting that word in there. So what other ones are there that like just really, I remember back in 2008 or 9, and they put swag in the dictionary for the first time, and that year I remember everybody on YouTube, I think it was YouTube or MySpace, one or two, but we don't go on MySpace anymore. It's not like I'd want to be on MySpace anymore, because maybe I would. I don't really know why people went to Facebook anyways. Like, I like the idea of rating people in your top 8. I mean, because if you think of it, they knew where they stood. You know, at least they knew that you could trust people more back then in the days of MySpace, because if I thought we were really good friends and, like, I drove you around places and didn't make you pay gas, or like I would pay for dinner one night, or like, I don't know, we were friends for 8 years, I'd consider those friends, you know. And then you get on MySpace and you were their number 4. Excuse me, bitch. Well, I guess I know how you feel, but at least she was honest, you know. At least she knew that you were number 4 in her book. There was no second guessing. Now you have people, they all look the same, and I mean, really, really pretty. But they all look the same. Definitely not themselves, because they don't... Who the hell are they anyways, you know? It's not like we can just go up to people in public and throw water on them. I mean, we could, but it's not like they're going to melt. So what fun in that would that be? Well, yeah. Okay. And I just have to bitch about one more thing. I guess that's what this podcast is, right? This is what I do. I bitch. I bitch. I used to cry. Now I bitch. It's okay. God, this is awkward, right? The long, awkward pauses. Like, I don't know. Fucking weird. It's fucking weird. I don't fucking know. I'm just sitting here fucking cutting shit and like trying to think of what to say and not be awkward, because everybody says don't be awkward and don't have pauses and don't do this and don't do that and don't do this and don't do that. Shut the fuck up with your don't and do's, okay? I don't even understand. Like, do, be a do-gooder. Don't get in my fucking face if you don't want to get hit. That's all I'm going to say, okay? No, I'm just kidding. I don't hit people, but trust me, you probably don't want to get hit by me if you were the first one to ever get hit by me, because that's not going to go out good for any of us. I just don't want to have to... I don't want to have to involve my boyfriend in the cleanup process, alright? So. With that being said, and when I mean cleanup process, I mean like he's a janitor, so no, I'm just kidding. He's not a janitor. We don't go anymore. I like that. The whole, you know, this whole quarantine thing. Oh, and let's stop calling it quarantine, guys. Okay. Do we know the definition of quarantine? Let me look it up. Okay. Let me look it up. Just so we're clear. Because you guys, I hear social distancing and we're in quarantine. Day 183 of quarantine. Shot my brother in the foot with a dart gun that had rattlesnake venom on it, you know? No. Okay. That we're not... Quarantine means you're stuck somewhere. Hold on. I'm still looking up the dictionary and my phone is going slow. I mean, I want to give you the exact definition. I'm sure quarantine is where they put the people who are like... Ooh, God, we don't want to be near you. You have diseases. Stay away from us. And they put you in a room and close you off, and nobody's allowed to talk to you, and you're not allowed to go anywhere. I'm like, literally not allowed to go anywhere. You guys understand. We're allowed to go places. If you walk out of your door right now, somebody is not, from the government, is not going to grab you by your arms and say, hey, get inside, you know?
Some places are doing that.
They're not, like, literally, we live in the middle of nowhere. Nobody's walking up to me when I go outside, because I went outside like a couple times today, actually. I went to the store. I even walked through the store and they let me buy stuff, you know? Ugh, who would imagine? Like, somebody call the government. Woo. Okay. So, quarantine. A state period or place of isolation which people or animals that have arrived from elsewhere or have been exposed to infectious or maybe contagious disease are placed and not allowed to leave. Okay. So, I don't know about you guys, but I don't like to go places. I really don't. I have stuff at my house and I don't let people over to my house, because that's the one good thing about not having any friends. They don't show up unannounced, then you don't have to invite them over, because everybody knows most of the time when you invite them over, they leave with your shit. And let me tell you, if you come over to my house and you touch my pens, God forbid, you get into my Copic sketch markers. Yeah, that's a pause, because I can't even think of what I'm going to do to you. Okay, so. No. Okay, so let's just say that we're not in quarantine. We are saying, hey, there's people dying out there. Don't know really who they are, because nobody's naming anybody, right? You know what I'm saying? I could be wrong, but if you know somebody by their name, like personally, not, oh, but my cousin told me, my secretary's wife of his third cousin says his right toe got the disease, you know? That doesn't, don't come and tell me that, because you did not meet so-and-so and so-and-so's big toe, okay? So. And there's no names. I'm just saying this all. And somebody told me that you can't go into New Mexico. Like, they're like, how can I get in New Mexico? I'm like, what? And then, like, I was, like, listening to this, like, radio station. It was, like, a police radio scanner thing. And Taos, New Mexico. And there were literally, like... other than me, 7 listeners. And we literally sat there for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. They were already on when I got there. And there was nothing happening. What were we listening to? Like, I just kept listening, and I'm like, I had the phone up to my ear, and I'm just listening, and I'm like, why are the people still here? So why are they listening? Why are they here in the first place? Nothing happening. Come 2 hours, and I'm like, did you hear that? Fuck, no, I didn't hear anything. Still not. And then there's still the 8 listeners. What were we listening to? If you were one of those 8 listeners, I don't know, like a month ago or something, you know? You guys remember, the 7 of you and me. Yeah, get back to me. I'm really curious of what we were fucking listening to. Curious person, and if I don't ever find out, it's probably gonna drive me nuts. Along with Devil's Kettle, but you know. Another one, if you've found the missing golf balls, please elaborate where they were and why they came out that way. I don't believe Jennifer's body's down there anymore. Just kidding. And what was up with the lead singer's choice of actor? I mean, not saying he did a bad job, because I love that movie. I'm one of the only people that love that movie. But he went from the OC, where he was some rich, nerdy, white kid who is a virgin, to some devil worshiper who needed to slaughter a virgin. I mean, okay, let's not pretend that someone that hot is gonna go with you. Like, she clearly knows, like, hey, he was on the OC, even though I don't even know what that is, because that doesn't exist in this movie, but hey, he's weird. And now he's a Satanist. But no, I'm just kidding. She couldn't have known all those things. No, of course she did. It's a fucking movie. I'm just fucking kidding. I don't fucking know. Okay. I say I don't fucking know all that. Okay. Bye. 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 No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going anywhere. Okay. So. Do you guys really think I was going somewhere? You probably won't even listen anyways. And that's okay. Because I just talked to talk. And how can I expect random ass people to listen to me, and when we're not gonna go in that subject and down that rabbit hole, because actually we can't go down a rabbit hole, because I'm just not in the right shape to go down rabbit holes at the moment. You know what I mean? Because rabbits are tiny, and there's no eat me or drink me little potions around, and I don't know about you, but nobody's singing The Walrus and the Carpenter to me, so I don't really know. Don't bring it up again, okay? Yeah, so what was the other thing? Oh, yeah, okay. YouTube. Now, love YouTube. I watch YouTube every day. Some stuff, I don't even know why I watch it, but I'm like, I continue to subscribe and I continue to watch it. Most of the time, it's like curious things. Shout out to Michael Sarantino. Is that what is? I think I've watched like all your videos. Real good videos. Yeah. But then again, I'm an odd person. I like mysterious things and weird things and things people don't. Oh, we're not supposed to say that. I can say whatever the fuck I want to, because it's my fucking brain, bitch. Okay. But in that note, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you a bitch. I mean, you could be a bitch, but I mean, that's the female dog, and I guess whoever came up with that. Okay, no, back to the subject. Okay, here we go. Okay, now, these mystery boxes, they get them and they're like, oh my god, I spent $700. This is the first time I've ever bought one of these from the seller, and they say that they're rated really good, and it's great. And it says it's supposed to be designer. Let's see what we get. We'll add up the total and see everything. And then he's like, oh, well, that's... Oh, this item cost $40, and we're only in the first item. The second item is $50. Oh my god. Well, let's see if we're gonna get there. And then the third one is some name brand wallet thing. No, it wasn't a wallet, it was like a card carrier thing. Yeah. But it was in the wrong box. So he's like, oh, I don't know about this. I don't know about this, because it's one brand and another brand's box. Oh, I don't know. He's like, but that's pretty cool. It's pretty nice. And it's like, who would pay $250 for something you put one card in? And then the next thing that comes in the box and he pulls it out is a friggin' hoverboard. And he's like, oh, well, at least it works. I'm like, bitch, you keep the card holders. Hell, you can keep it all. If you don't want the hoverboard, I'll take it. I'm sure my boyfriend would love to take the parts out of it, if in anything. You know? He, seriously, like the motor, lights and stuff, you know? But I want a hoverboard. And he's like, in the video, it's like, oh, well, it's an old hoverboard and nobody is. What year are we living in? I said, dude, it's 2020, but like, it's still legit. Like, are you in a flying car right now? Because until you got that technology, I don't think you get to diss hoverboards. Right? Okay. So, they're convenient. A little faster than escalators. Not as fast as cars. That's okay. I don't know anybody who's riding on the highway anyways, because, well, then you're just a dumbass. But, on the other note, so he wasn't really happy about the hoverboard. And then he keeps getting these, like, random-ass items, and everything ends up totaling to, like, the $700 that he spent. And he's upright with that. And he's like, oh, I'm just going to give this stuff away. It was nothing. But I remember one of the items. And I think that's what inspired me to just go on this rant and video of whatever it was and led to this. One of the luxury items in the box was a $100 Keurig machine. And he said, oh, this is like from 2015. He's like, do even people even use these old kind of coffee makers anymore? I said, what? I said, my mom can't even afford a $15 coffee maker. And the grinder to go with it so she can get fresh beans. We buy dollar store coffee grinded beans. And it doesn't smell like coffee in the morning. But hey, it's coffee, right? No. But what I'm saying is, and he's like, oh, shit, the Keurig 2015, what year are we living in? Dude, can't count. Once again, it's 20, all right? 2020. You guys are probably smart. I know that you guys know that it's 2020, right?
I
really thought that it was 1878, you know? And we were in England, you know? And Queen Elizabeth was still Queen Elizabeth. Of course she is. Oh, fucking. There was a lot of Queen Elizabeth.
What?
Good. Good. Add some. Good.
I got some other stuff for it.
Like some goats, some pygmy goats, you know, because that's all rock music needs is those little parkour freaks. That's a fucking deer. That meme and no, that was a deer.
Look it up.
Llama. It was a deer. I'm the one that showed it to
was
you.
It a deer?
I showed you. I showed him this meme. Okay,
right.
You guys understand. Nobody thought that this meme was funny, and anytime I posted it, I would laugh, and nobody would laugh, but it was funny. And then they had a picture of this deer, and there's an interviewer, and he's holding the mic up to the deer, and he asked him a political question, and the deer, all it has to say was, "Where the fuck is my mom?" You know, and I was like, oh, it's so funny. Like, if you guys could just see it, it really is. It's more funny if you just see the picture. So go look it up. Deer with reporter guy, where the fuck's my mom? Okay. You know another good one? I don't know why they ever got rid of Vine. Like, TikTok is basically the same thing as Vine, but Vine had, like, more epic things. Like, I'm not your dad. She's not your mom.
Oh, God.
You're not fam no more, you know? Your moves are weak, babe. Your moves are weak. Don't talk to your mom like that. I'm not your mom.
You're driving me crazy already. I cannot think about that shit.
It's so funny.
Yeah, just play it.
Like, it's so great. Okay, we gotta... Now we have to get off... right now, because we have to watch this video, but it's been a fun little podcast. I enjoyed it. I still am very on edge. For the first time today, I was bored. Like,
yeah,
I've never been bored in my life. Like, never been bored. I just got to make sure it gets to 20, because I don't like the 19. I don't like odd numbers. They're weird. Except I really don't like the number 6. So I will pick a 5 or a 7 over a 6, or I'll pick a 17 or a 15 before I'll pick a 16. And if, like, I'm at the store and my total is, like, $6.66, I'm like, yo, I'm good. I don't want any of this stuff. And I will literally walk out the store. I've walked out the store before without my stuff. Just because the total was 666. Nope. And it's just the number thing.